I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal wrestler Taylor Mailer, a pretty big accomplishment here this past Friday over at the Independence Duels. Entered the top 10 in all-time wins for the program individually. In fact, you tied with your coach Patrick Hansen at 124 wins. Just kind of want to ask what was that moment like for you? Did you know at the time that you were kind of on the brink of it, or what was that like for you when you ultimately clinched that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was getting close to it, but I knew I was getting there. That's about it.
Yeah, and so again, you tied your coach Patrick Hansen 124 career victories here at Hampton Dumont Cal, and I saw a social media post here earlier. I think it was like right at the start of the season where Coach Hansen posted something about all those records up on the wall in your wrestling room. When you look up on that, what kind of comes to mind when you see all those like great names in program history? What kind of comes to mind when you think about some of those guys that are up there on that wall?
Comes to mind is that a lot of them put a lot of hard work in, you know, and I'm just trying to do the same thing, you know, and everyone's style is a lot different, what I feel like. Everyone has their own style, and I just keep developing mine and making mine better every day.
Yeah, well, how would you describe your style? Like, what is it that is kind of your identity when you're on the mat? What would you say?
Just scoring a lot of points, like put a lot of points on the scoreboard, you know, just try to make a statement. That's about it.
For sure. 15-3 individually for you on the season so far. What are some of the highs and lows that you've kind of had this season? How would you describe that year so far this year?
Yeah, I started the year off with a low. You know, I lost here at home against a very good opponent, Hayden Hellingson from Lake Mills. Then a couple days later, I went to Donnybrook, and that was a very good tournament for me. I ended up getting fourth place, so yeah.
Yeah, some big tournaments certainly, and that Donnybrook is like has people from all over the Midwest, right? Like, tell me a little bit about that, because I mean to finish that high there, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty nice. Get to see some out of state competition that you usually don't get to see. You know, you got a couple Minnesota kids, Wisconsin, Missouri, you know, and it's just good to see it. Other guys that are pretty good from out of state, you know, that you won't get to see again this season.
Mm-hmm. Back to the top 10 wins thing here. Tied with your coach, Patrick Hansen, 124 wins all time. Obviously, you'll surpass him on that leaderboard here pretty soon, but how would you describe what he's meant to you throughout your career, some of the biggest things you've been able to learn from him as a guy that, you know, he himself wrestled here at Hampton Dumont back in the day as well?
Yeah, he means really a lot to me, you know. First time I ever met him, he came out to my house. We were moving hay bales, you know, when I was like 4 or 5, you know. Just didn't know at the time that he'd ever be my coach, you know. It's just very grateful that I got the opportunity to him be my coach someday, and that he just keeps pushing me to farther than I ever thought I'd get, to tell you the truth, coming in as a freshman, you know. He's helped me a lot mentally with just getting over stuff, you know. Just learning experience when I lose, you know. Back when I lost when my freshman sophomore year, I just like throw a fit, you know. But now it's just a learning experience. You got to get on or move on from it and just surpass it. So I'm just very grateful to have the opportunity to of having him in my corner.
Mm-hmm. And on the same note, as kind of maturing as a wrestler throughout your career, how else would you describe kind of your growth or your progression here throughout the sport of wrestling, you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was mentally for me, you know, and just finishing all my shots, you know, but a lot of it was mentally, no doubt, you know, something that you just had to go through, learning experience and my conditioning, you know. You look back at me in my freshman and sophomore year, even last year, my junior year, I was in the best of shape of my life, you know, and I feel like this year I'm getting really close to being in the best shape of my life, you know, and just pushing past some limits, even when I'm tired, to go get that major for the dual team or even just go tech fall that kid, whatever it takes.
And then maybe outside the Hampton Dumont Cal program, is there anyone kind of in the wrestling world as a whole that you kind of look up to or maybe kind of emulate your style after, you think?
Yeah, I kind of emulate my style after Spencer Lee, you know. I feel like he's a big tilter, you know. He likes to score a lot of points, put a lot of points on the board, and that's what I like to do, I feel like.
So a good chance for you to move up to as high as probably second place on that top 10 leaderboards, right? What do you think it's going to take for you this year to, you know, ultimately get up to number 2 all time here at Hampton Dumont Cal?
It's just going to take a lot more grinding in the room, you know, just put my head down, keep going, you know, and just we got to win them tough matches, you know, and just keep winning, I guess, you know, and just have fun with it, you know.
Team-wise, you're heading back to Clarion Goldfield Dows here this Saturday. And oh, they got you guys in a duel back in December. What's going to take this time around to hopefully knock those guys off?
You know, It's going to take a lot, you know. I mean, they got a couple guys from the transfer portal, so that wasn't really – I mean, it happens, you know. They're there. We got to wrestle them. So, you know, I just want to beat them really bad, to tell you the truth. That's the one duel that I want to go in there and win. I could really care less about any of the other ones.
Yeah. Before that, though, Iowa Falls Alton here on Thursday night, right? What's that look? The outlook for that one coming up?
I mean, it feels like really good. Got me and my dad, Chris Mailer. He's a big scouter for us, I feel like. You know, he does a lot on the track wrestling, watching, you know, seeing where everyone's at, and keeping me updated on who's where and what we need to do in the duel some days, and what matches we should win, what kids we need to bump away from, bump to, you know. He does a lot that is unseen.
All right, last question here for you. What are the ultimate goals here for the rest of the year, and what are the steps you got to take to ultimately get there?
End goal state to be a state champ, you know, and state duels for the dual team, you know. As of right now, we're just looking at the dual team, right? And that's what I want really bad. You know, I've been close 2 years now. My freshman, junior year to making state duels, and that's the one that I want really bad. But, yeah, just got to keep grinding the room, every one of us, you know. Even if you're like the second, third guy, you got to be ready, you know, because we might have to throw you out there against some really good kid, right? And your job's not to get pinned. You know, limit to do a decision, you know, attack fall, so save them team points for us, right? And then you got me, Charlie Showalter, Colin Burt, all them guys that got to go out there and go get a pin, get a tech fall, you know, for that. Then individually, just got to start finishing my shots more. That's what I can tell a big difference is for me from last year to this year. Last year, I did a lot better job on finishing my shots quicker. So that's what I've been working on here the last couple weeks.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal wrestler Taylor Mailer. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on this career milestone you got.
Thank you.